For poultry producers, what are the risk factors tied in with this current ongoing avian influenza outbreak from a relatively unknown virus? Does the risk of an outbreak in your facility vary by what kind of birds you're raising, what part of the country you're in, what kind of buildings you've got, the biosecurity measures you're using? Dr. Rosemary Sifford with USDA's Veterinary Services says USDA's working on getting answers on that.
We're in the midst of doing an analysis of all the data we've collected on the affected facilities to make some statements about the level of risk and what are factors that create a higher level of risk.
And what actions some producers might be taking that don't reduce risk at all.
We want them to be able to take actions that truly do reduce their risk.
There's one finding already. If you raise turkeys, you are at a higher risk of an outbreak.
This virus seems to be particularly fond of turkeys, and turkeys seem to be particularly susceptible to it.
Dr. Sifford says USDA will be out with its complete risk assessment early next year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.